The Israeli forces notified residents of Al-Khadr village to the south of Bethlehem of their intention to seize about 80 dirhams of Palestinian-owned agricultural lands, which are adjacent an Israeli settlement. The seized lands are intended for the construction of a new settlement units, parks, a synagogue and agricultural routes.
This is a part of the Israeli right-wing government to put their hand on more Palestinian land. It's a part of the land confiscation policy to uproot and separate the Bethlehem area from Jerusalem and to prevent Palestinian people, even farmers, to reach their land.
The Israeli forces have given landowners 60 days to appeal at the Israeli Supreme Court to stop the decision, where they have also been denied from accessing their land for the last 20 days. Observers say the goal of the land grab is to connect the settlements in that area with the settlements in the West Bank.
Rarely, since 67 until today, any Palestinian won such a court case. Usually they use different laws and different reasons to confiscate these lands and to ensure that in the occupation legal framework, Palestinians will never win such a court case.
It's obvious that Israel plans to confiscate more lands in Bethlehem. In the past months, more than 500 dirhams of Palestinian-owned lands were seized by Israeli forces. Israel is seeking to grab more Palestinian land to expand its settlements, and at the same time, it's trying to fragment the occupied West Bank. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.